Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. We are live from Freebirds in Addison, right off of Beltline. Come on and say hello to us today. We also have these Tolo flasks. It is right before the holidays. So, again, this is a perfect time to get something to put in your pocket so that whenever you're around family, you can take a load off, if you will.
That's right.
Or maybe help Tolo go. We don't know exactly how things go, but you never know when a good nip's going to happen, you know? Oh. And you get this thing out, it's full of whatever your favorite drink is.
Yeah.
And you make sure maybe it's some Mossy Horn.
Dude,
yeah.
I love Mossy Horn.
Yeah.
I got my dad some for his birthday back in March, and he absolutely loved it. And I need to re-up and maybe steal one of these so I can be ready for Christmas Day
Absolutely.
Here in a couple days.
Absolutely. And you know, as they're saying from the 469, can we say what Mike loved? See you next year. I've already called Kevin and told him that because I won't see him until next year. So I called him yesterday because there were some questions, and I was like, hey, I gave him all the information I need to give him. And I usually don't call anybody on their vacations because I think it's a sacred time to be away from the guys at work.
Sure.
But there was a very important thing he needed to hear about and answer. And then at the end of it, I said, see you next year, buddy. And he said it was an expletive and then a couple more expletives. And I think he just hung up. I don't know exactly how that went, but he wasn't very happy about it. I do think he said, I love you at the end of it, though.
Aww,
you know, so that was a nice thing.
Nice.
That was a nice thing to hear. And he doesn't usually say that. It's it's kind of difficult. You know, you're given that kind of love, and he doesn't say it back. You know,
yeah.
But either way, see him next year. But yeah, we'll say that. I'll actually say that on Wednesday. Wednesday, I will give you the see you next year. So
I can't tell anybody that because I'm still going to be here.
You can say it to somebody. You can say it on New Year's Eve.
I can say it to you.
You can, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
you can say it to me.
I just realized that because you're not here next
year. And I like it though. It's Kevin that hates it. You know, so that's a problem for him. Not a problem for because it's true. It's true. It's one day.
It's technically correct.
Maybe it's one day, but it's still next year.
It's the best kind of correct.
And that's an important thing. So from the 469, hope Kevin rests in peace and comes back strong.
Mm-hmm.
He's alive.
Oh.
The rest in peace part.
Sources told me otherwise.
Yeah, let him have. Oh, really?
Yeah.
What sources? I literally talked to him yesterday. Was there this morning thing that happened?
He caught a red eye to Germany, and the rehab process has to start back over again.
Yeah, the red eye was not from the flight.
No, not at all. No, the flight was only like 45 minutes. He was already overseas.
877-881-1053. The Mavericks last night. We'll start off with a little bit of what happened with the Mavericks last night. It was Anthony Davis's show. 35 points. He had 17 rebounds. He was unstoppable offensively until about 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Then everything fell apart for this team. I think they were up by like 9 or 10. And this is now becoming a trend, Alec, that I don't like to see. They gave up 40 points in the fourth quarter. Now, I do believe New Orleans has won 5 in a row, and Zion Williamson coming off the bench has become a very positive thing for this team. But Trey Murphy and Herb Jones, like, that group right there, I was like, all right, throughout the night. And then all of a sudden, Jordan Poole and Zion Williamson take over this thing and make it an irritant. I didn't love seeing that. They couldn't not hit three-pointers. They got the crowd started going nuts, and the Mavericks just could not find their offense. And then I think it was about 2 minutes left, Alec. I looked up, and these guys all – there was a bucket that went in. And every single one of those dudes, the body language told me what was going on.
Yeah.
Their story was, we're done. We know it. We can't figure anything out. No answers for us. This game's over. And another fourth quarter collapse is we kind of fixed some turnover things that I'd been asking them to do. Then they reverted back to that a little bit. And then the fourth quarter collapse happens. So those two trends right there are not boding well for the Mavericks.
Second consecutive clutch time loss for the Mavericks. And it's tough whenever you're a different-looking team that is going through stretches of good shooting and good defense. But right now you're not shooting well. You're not guarding well. And the issue with this part of the schedule and the reason why they're giving up these late-game situations entirely is because they're running into teams that are playing just as hard as they do.
Yeah.
And teams that look kind of similar just from an overall makeup of you got a couple young pieces that you like, but then you got the couple veteran guys that may or may not even be on the team for the whole season, and you're trying to find some sort of identity.
Yeah.
They're running into those same teams like the Pelicans, which you mentioned, like Zion coming off the bench is a totally different look, but it's working for them. And I'm finding myself getting irritated with this team whenever Klay Thompson has a good game. It seems like we can't finish out those games. And
dude, he started hot. He hit 5 in like the first quarter,
felt like. He had 20 in the first half.
Jeez.
And whenever Klay is feeling his three-point shot, I just automatically assume you're going to win the game. The volume that he gets at this point in his career is still high enough to where it will impact the game in a pretty dramatic way. But I don't like how they're kind of letting up in the second half. And it seems surface level to say that, but it's almost like they get these hot starts from guys like Klay and some of their role players where they're like, okay, we've got it,
mm-hmm.
rather than, okay, keep pressing the gas. And it's slowing down the leveling up of Cooper Flagg's game whenever they are just kind of letting off the gas, which I want to see him be aggressive in the fourth quarter no matter what the score is. I want to see if he can dominate in those stretches like you saw at Duke, where even in the postseason run that I know didn't end the way they wanted, shout out to Kevin, but they would put the ball in his hands, and it's essentially the message that Kevin would always say, go be Cooper Flagg.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see more of that, but again, some of the complacency, shot selection, those things in the fourth quarter are just completely melting down. And I don't know if it's just an overall communication thing in game. I don't know if it's a Jason Kidd thing. That's yet to be seen because I haven't seen a big enough sample size. But I'm seeing enough good stuff in the first half of these games against teams that look similar to you construction-wise to where I'm like, I don't think it's a foundational issue. I think we're just gassing ourselves a little bit too much and not trying hard enough.
It was the Najee Marshall. He had the ball. He got the ball inbounded, and he turns a corner, and I think Jordan Poole just got up in his kitchen and knocked the ball loose, put it out of bounds. And yet, that was when I saw the shoulders drop. That was when I saw Najee was just like, whatever, man. And they felt like there should have been a penalty or a foul call. They felt like that things weren't quite going their way. But whenever things are like that, man, and you're on somebody else's court, you got to make things go your own way. This is like talking to Steven yesterday and being like, hey, what are you going to do about the lack of picks that you have? You kind of have to go make your own luck now. Yeah. And just being like, it'll all come together. Man, that's kind of tough. So that wasn't an easy one to digest last night. I know there are a lot of Mavericks fans that are still kind of on the ledge with this team. They don't know exactly where they want to be. But I'm rooting for Cooper Flagg to grow, Nembhard to grow into a fine young rookie duo between them. I hope Anthony Davis can stay healthy and perform at that level, because watching him perform at that level is really fun.
Yeah.
For a general NBA fan, I think it's really fun to watch Anthony Davis play at a high level. It's just unfortunate about his inability to stay healthy most of the time. But hopefully he can have more nights like that. And it's not just because he was in New Orleans going up against – dude, he got booed a lot last night. A lot last night. And then Cooper Flagg was getting – he got some cheers. And then later he was getting some boos because of the effort that he was giving out there. Let's go ahead and navigate the NFC East just a little bit here. What do you want, the Eagles, Giants, Cowboys, or Commanders?
Well, if I'm going to use your line of thinking, I feel like we have to start with who is in first place.
Okay, the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, despite Jake Elliott's recent struggles or best efforts to miss, dude, that was wild to watch him miss a field goal. The penalty is called. He gets closer and then misses again the exact same way. I was like, that is insane, but they will not go and turn to another kicker. As a matter of fact, Nick Sirianni said afterwards, he said, he'll respond and he'll rebound from this. Do you think kicking is going to be a thing that keeps them from getting their Super Bowl that they're hoping for again this year?
Oh, I sure hope so. And I do think that it could come into play, because especially with something that is so specific like kicking in football, that is a one-way street in terms of your responsibility, your preparation. Like, these guys practice the same way every single week because they know what their job is. And usually, if they're in the league, they know their mechanics, they know their swing path and everything. It's almost like baseball, where like the mechanics are usually kind of set in stone. It feels like, to me, it's usually too late in the season for you as a kicker to be fixing mechanics. That's why if I'm an Eagles fan, which I'm not, I'm hoping that it's a mental thing where he's just getting in his own head, and rather than some sort of mechanical, like, oh, the foot placement's off or the swing path is 2 degrees too high or something like that, because then you really got to get in the lab and you got to make yourself uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And for Jake Elliott, that's probably not going to bode well. If it is him just psyching himself out, he just needs to sit down with his teammates, his coaches, and get that, hey, like, you're one of the better guys in the league. You're just doing this to yourself. Stop overthinking it. So I'm hoping that it could. I think it really could, if we're being honest. I think it could be the thorn in their side, because we've definitely seen games where the Eagles' offense is non-existent, mm-hmm. and they rely on him a lot. On the games where Jalen Hurts can't seem to find a wide-open A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith and company, it can look rough offensively, so they're going to need him in the playoffs.
Yeah, 17 of 24 this year, that's 70%. During the playoffs last year, he had some struggles too, 90.9% during the playoffs, though. Mm-hmm. So they're hoping that they can recapture that 10 of 11 from last season. But I think this is one of those things where this team has kind of looked to me like the Rangers, where they're like, they'll figure it out.
Yeah.
The talent's there. They just got to figure it out. And sometimes that never happens, and hopefully that's the case with Philadelphia. Where are we heading next, Alec? Giants, Cowboys, or Commanders?
I feel like we got to go Cowboys here.
All right, Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott, 244 yards, 3 touchdowns, a 116.5 rating.
Mm.
He's got 35,612 passing yards, 241 touchdown passes since entering the league in 2016. He joins Peyton Manning, Dan Marino, Derek Carr, and Jared Goff, and Mahomes, Matt Ryan, and Russell Wilson as the only quarterbacks to have 35,500 and 240 passing touchdowns in the first 10 years of their career. Patrick Mahomes is in his ninth season, so we're still sitting with that right now. CeeDee Lamb, though, this is something I like. CeeDee Lamb, 67 career games with at least 5 receptions. The most such games by a player in his first 6 career seasons all time.
Wow.
He gets the ball. They throw the ball to him a lot. They look for him a lot. They trust him a lot. I know he gets lots of targets and people think that he shouldn't, but he's the guy that the Cowboys turn to a lot of times. And then also 565 career receptions, second most receptions by a player in his first 6 seasons, trailing only Justin Jefferson by two.
So,
wow.
Yeah, Justin Jefferson by two. So that's a nice little number to add to that there. All right, Giants or Commanders?
Give me the Commanders since we play them.
Okay. Which J will the Cowboys play on Thursday? The Commanders have...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Have a secret quarterback plan for Jeff Driskel, but they also have Josh Johnson on their roster, who is like 39 years old and has played with all the teams. Which one of these quarterbacks will they play? I love the idea that Dan Quinn's like, no, guys, don't worry about it. We have a secret plan for Jeff Driskel. It's going to be a blast.
That's a sentence that has never been said in human history. We've got a secret plan for our secret weapon, Jeff Driskel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've often been intimidated by Jeff Driskel, of all people. No, it sounds like a whole lot of Jays that need to get smoked by the Cowboys' defensive line. I'm intrigued to see how ugly this game is, because it feels like what we were talking about a couple weeks ago with the Raiders game, the very stoppable force versus the very movable object,
right?
Which is the Cowboys defense and the Commanders offense with who knows who's going to play at quarterback.
Yeah, and the other thing too is injury. What happens if your other quarterbacks get injured? What do you do? Last week it was Jalen Lane. He was the emergency quarterback. Jeremy McNichols would have handled the role in worst-case scenario, but Dan Quinn keeping that a secret as well. Also, reserve tight end Colson Yankoff was a logical candidate for emergency designation, but unfortunately he missed out against the Eagles because of an ankle problem. So we'll see if Yankoff is there for the future.
Kind of rude to call him that.
And then, that's his last name, so I'm just going with what I'm seeing here.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one from the Giants. Jackson Dart's good luck diamond necklace from his sister broke mid-game against the Vikings.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a good luck charm, you know, and it broke during the game.
So
that's
he's
not
out of
fun.
Luck.
Yeah, what does that mean? It's not lucky? Like, if this is a good luck charm and it breaks and goes missing, does that mean that it's not lucky anymore?
It's not anymore, for sure. I think that's emblematic of, like, hey, you spent all of your luck that I could have given you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm a necklace speaking in this case, like, hey, I gave you everything I had.
I'm a necklace.
Yes. If I am speaking from the point of view of a necklace,
uh-huh.
I'm like, hey, I gave you everything I've got. I'm done. I can't give you any more. So I'm just going to break, and you're going to get rid of me, and you're going to find a new charm to rock out there.
Guys, coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, live from Freebirds in Addison, right off of Beltline, we will be doing overreaction or reality. Are these coaches' jobs in jeopardy? Next on The Fan. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, live from Freebirds in Addison, right off Beltline. Come on in and say hello to us. Get yourself one of these sweet Tolo flasks. We got these options available for you today. Also, Alec, since we are at Freebirds, I was talking to my buddy yesterday, and he was like, I just love that burrito so much. Such a good burrito.
Yeah.
And I was like, it is. It's a damn fine burrito.
Yeah.
Last time I was here, I got the smaller sized. What is your go-to? I see this jalapeno cheddar sausage, and I'm like, okay, I might need to get one of those on the way out today.
Yeah.
What is your go-to burrito? Because you love Freebirds.
I do, and I usually rock the monster sized with the Freebirds chicken because I feel like chicken can never do me any wrong, especially Freebirds chicken. They've got two different kinds, but the Freebirds chicken is just elite. It's their special seasoning. They do it upright. It is wonderful. Got to do the cilantro lime rice. Yep, I love white rice. I love the cilantro lime. Man, I could talk about this place all day, but yeah, I load it up with pretty much everything I can after that. And I have myself a good day after that. I hit all my macros, and I'm pretty much good for the day.
It's wonderful. We used to order Freebirds up at the station when we were working nights, and we would one of us would go pick it up.
Yeah.
And one night, Kevin, I think it was Sean Hudgens. It was Sean Hudgens' turn to go pick up. And he was like, all right, I'll be back. And he goes, what do you want on your order? And Kevin said, hey, is there any way you can get the rice without the little green stuff in it? And I was like, the cilantro? And he was like, yeah, that stuff. I was like, you can't even, like, it has no effect on you. And he's like, but I know it's there. I know that it's there, and I just want meat and cheese and rice without the green stuff in it. And I was like, dude, it's literally a flavor that you can. Now, I know some people, I didn't know this at the time, but I know some people feel like cilantro tastes like soap. Like,
yes,
for
I've
the
heard
whole
that.
World, it's split.
Yeah.
So you either love cilantro or you hate cilantro. Kevin didn't care about the flavor. He just knew that there was something green that he did not want to eat inside of it, like a child with onions. And so you have to chop them up so tiny and finely that the flavor's there, but they don't even know. And that was how Kevin rolled out there.
Jeez.
So,
cilantro is great.
Yeah, cilantro is good. It's good for the system, too.
Yes.
Helps flush things out. You get a whole bunch of cilantro stems.
Mm.
Not all the time that you want stems and seeds, right? Like, you don't always want those.
I'm just going to pull some out of my backpack.
Just start chomping on some cilantro.
In the new year, you're just going to... Instead of my usual fruit snacks and protein bars, it's just going to be cilantro stems.
I love that idea. I do love that a lot. All right, guys, it's now time for some NFL overreaction or reality. And Cowboys coach Brian Schottenheimer was asked if it's a scheme problem or a player problem with the defense. Quote, we have the personnel and the scheme. We just didn't get it done. And that is where I'm like, oh, man, I am maddened by this. Overreaction or reality, Brian Schottenheimer doesn't have an answer to that question.
Ooh. Overreaction, he does. He just doesn't want to tell us. Because I think he's kind of hinted at it. Like, what was it? The red zone situation a couple weeks ago where they had to call the timeout defensively because nobody was lined up. And they asked him the next day at the presser, and he was like, yeah, we got to be better there. Like, that's a communication thing from coach to player.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that needs to be better. I think he kind of showed his hand there that, like, my defensive coordinator isn't that good at what he's supposed to do. So I think he, at this point in the season, to try to keep everybody invested on his team in terms of players, coaches, and staff, he's not going to air anybody out. And he's just going to say, look, we've got everything in place. We're just not doing our jobs. And that's the coach speak way of doing it. That's the very soft way of saying, we have multiple issues, so I'm just going to say everything, which I respect. As the man in power, you have to do that. But I know behind closed doors, he's definitely having those post-game meetings the next day on Monday with Jerry and Steven and saying, dude, like the players aren't where we need them to be. The coaching is not exactly where we need it to be. We just need to make it through the season. We're going through the motions.
Yeah, that's my real hope is that I think he understands talent. He's been around the game long enough to really have a good eye for it, know what he wants. He knew what he wanted to do with Javonte Williams. This is one of my big things this morning, Jerry, and we'll get to it in the C block, but this morning they asked him pretty much the same question, and he threw out actually it was about Diggs. Do you think Diggs can play within the scheme? And he said, you can't play on this team. You can't be here if you can't play within the scheme. And that's where a lot of times I disagree with coaching. I think coaches should go out and acquire and ask for the players they need for their scheme. Absolutely. But if you don't have it, you have to be creative enough to come up with a scheme that fits what you have.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, this defense has shown multiple times that they aren't physical enough. Their linebackers aren't good enough to play at that second level to really help the run game and the pass game. So maybe that the talent isn't there. But when you're the best coaches take a player and they go, all right, he's not good at this, so I'm going to tailor this to it. Also, the best GMs go say, well, if I don't have a player that's good at it, we need to find players that are multiple, can do all those things. And so that's what the GM has to do. GM has to make sure you have the personnel. And then as Brian Flores, we were just talking about that with Broadus yesterday, right? Brian Flores is like, okay, I got these guys. I'm going to do this with these guys. And so I think catering to it's a really big deal. I don't think Eberflus has done a good enough job this year catering to what this talent is. That being said, I also didn't feel like this talent was good enough to sure. really give you something like that anyway. So sure. it is. I think it's a combination. He said we have the personnel and the scheme. I don't think they have either at the moment.
I don't think either
one of them works.
I don't either.
Overreaction or reality, rallying cries are overrated unless you can convince your guys to buy in. Now, this is regarding Liam Cohen, who mentioned small market about 800 times in his press conference.
Yep.
As Sean Payton had mentioned small market, they're doing a great job for a small market team. And Liam Cohen was like, F that. And then he was like, let's double fingle the whole world here.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, oh, because that was basically what you got out of the Trayvon Walker yesterday, too, when he was just like, no, we don't even want you around here. This is us. F everybody else. But basically, Sean Payton was saying, hey, look, I was in a small market. I coached in New Orleans. Nobody ever cared about us. They were just like, y'all are the Saints down there, whatever. It's not like you're the Cowboys or the Giants or anything like that. The big stage in front of the biggest media, you're kind of in a place where they're like, ah, nobody's paying attention. Kevin's been talking about that. The Seahawks and Jaguars have been quietly creating themselves.
That's right.
And Liam Cohen said, hey, small market. And Sean Payton said, hey, that's a good rallying cry. And it worked for them. It was effective. Small rallying cries are overrated unless you can convince your guys to buy in.
Reality, because if you can't convince them to buy in, you're just going to make a fool of yourself. You know, like the whole fake mad bit and stuff. Or maybe you are really mad, but people just don't respect your voice enough to take you seriously. Like there's just certain people in the world of sports that it's hard for you know, the general public or even players to take seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, even though he's one of the greatest of all time in a different sport, I can never take Kevin Durant seriously because he's such a troll off the court and he's so vocal about unimportant things and about super minute things and people picking apart his game on Twitter and stuff. It's like if he, you know, was on tape giving a rallying speech to the Rockets if they're making a playoff push, I'm like, okay, cool, but you're still the same internet troll that I don't really care about.
Yeah.
It's same with Mike McDaniel, if we're going to keep it the same sport. I can't take him seriously. He sounds like he's stoned off his ass 24-7 at the podium, but if he did that whole, you know, F the small market thing, we're better than people think, and we don't want any more fans to jump on the bandwagon, I'd be like, huh. Okay.
Yeah, you got this idea, this concept a long time ago that the approach that Tom Landry had, stoic, Yeah. And Bill, look at all the coaches that kind of followed that afterwards, and they had this very specific mindset. And breaking out of that mold, being a little bit different, isn't going to work because people are going to be like, dude, what is this really? You're not taking yourself seriously, and so are you even taking this thing seriously? But I think the ability to get a room full of dudes to say, we're all on the same page, and we buy into whatever he's doing. Obviously, like Ben Johnson's done it this year. I think Liam Cohen's done a really good job of it this year as well because they said, watch the success happen. Just trust the system, trust what we're doing, do your job, and watch the success happen. And as that goes along, guys start buying in. And then they start creating their own rallying cries, Tolo, go, take a load off. Whatever it is, the people start to create it themselves. From the 469, Liam Cohen's trying to distance himself from the fact that he's a lying snake. And then from the 469, he's just Lane Kiffin. The NFL version of Lane Kiffin. And some people are still, I don't know if they're still mad about the fact that he went back and forth or if there's something else that Liam Cohen has actually set off for these people.
The hatred is weird. I respect him looking at that situation initially in Jacksonville and saying, I'm not working with that
GM.
Oh,
he lied to the Bucs?
Yeah.
Wasn't that I'm going there. But then he went back because of what you said.
Yeah, they wouldn't get rid of the GM at first, so he said, "No, I'm not flying out there anymore. I'm going to re-sign with the Bucks for more money." And then they were like, Shad Khan was like, "All right, Trent Baalke, get out of here. We want our guy." Mm-hmm. And so they got a new GM, James Gladstone, and they got Liam Cohen to. I think it was like the day he was supposed to sign his extension with Tampa was like, no, I'm going back to Jacksonville.
Gotcha. And then that now he's there doing his thing and looking pretty good. If I can understand, though, I don't like Josh McDaniel. I thought he was kind of a flake when he was coaching.
Sure.
And then whenever he did the whole thing with the Colts where he backed out on them and went back to New England, I was like, I'll never have any respect for that dude again. He should never get another interview for a head coaching job after doing something like that. So, but I understand that. I get it for sure. Overreaction to reality. Philip Rivers' feet make him actually look 45 years old. Did you see him last night? Like, he was so... And then there was one throw where he kind of, like, jumped and floated. No, he already has the weird arm motion.
Yeah.
You know, he already has the weird where he's kind of throwing from his pec. You know, it's like this, And I don't know how he gets it as far down the field as he does from right there. But he does that. But then his feet last night, I was like, that is an old man trying not to die.
Yeah, honestly, now that you say that, I realized that. I just didn't process it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was one play. It was a play action fake over the middle, I want to say. It might have been the Michael Pittman thing that Shanahan thought was a fumble,
mm-hmm.
Or thought wasn't a catch. It might have been that play where he fakes it to JT, and he only holds the ball for a second and a half or so after, but he was just tapping his feet, and then he kind of lobs it over
the
middle.
Yeah, that was the one,
yeah. Yeah, he did show his age. He really did show his age last night.
He did get out and run a little bit, though, and that was kind of a chore and an adventure at the same time.
It was a process.
Yeah, it definitely
you
was.
Know, there's a lot of work that goes into greasing those gears up at 45 years old. Shout out Men's Tee Clinic.
Yes,
that's what he needs to get on. But yeah, he did show his age a few times, and then at the same time, he did look good. He did look really good and dialed in the first half, and then the second half showed that he's still 45.
Bonus Philip Rivers overreaction or reality.
Yes.
Whenever there was a false start, his tackle jumped off sides last night, Philip Rivers almost cussed.
Yes.
Because he looks – I've never seen – and I always have this question. When you have a quarterback that's – you know, almost 60 coming into your group, and he's like, I'm going to play, and you guys better listen to me, and you haven't been with him all season, and then he starts almost cussing you out after a false start. Do you, like, shut up, old man, or do you go, you know what, he's right, I got to do my – I'm kind of curious on what he was going through his tackle's mind there.
Do you just go full Pete DeBoer last season in the postseason?
Throw him under the bus.
Throw him under – whenever he was – remember a reporter that, like, apparently hadn't been there – all season was asking fiery questions. And he's like, I was bold when you haven't been here all season. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you just do that? Like, hey, man, I've started every single game this year. You got here a week ago.
You just showed up,
you
buddy.
You just showed up. You just wanted to get away from the kids and the wife during Christmas time, man. We know your game. You're not slick. You wanted to fly under the radar with a couple less Christmas gifts. I know your game, Philip Rivers.
Brock Purdy had 5 touchdowns last night.
That's a lot.
Overreaction or reality, this team is the silent underdog in the NFC.
It's a reality.
The Niners, because they get healthy, dude, you're in trouble.
And that's the thing. They're not. Just predominantly, they're not healthy.
And they're
healthy.
Still doing this.
And they're still doing this. Like, for, I don't know, 3-4 years, it felt like they were the talk of the NFC. Is like, is this the year that they finally figure it out and put it all together because they're talented? Their GM is a madman and makes all the right decisions. They turn the last pick in the draft into a starting quarterback in the NFL. Like, is this the year that they figure it out? This is the first year in that era where we didn't say that. In the preseason, like, is this the year that Brock Purdy and the rest of the team and Christian McCaffrey stays healthy? Well, they've gotten that, and I don't know. I feel like some of the injuries that have happened were sacrifices to keep Christian McCaffrey on the field, sacrifices to the football gods, like, hey, a backup corner can miss 2 weeks if Christian McCaffrey stays healthy this week. They are going to make some noise. Yeah. I'm officially scared of what they can do because – that team is old outside of Brock Purdy. They are old. Jawan Jennings is having a career, a lifetime season. Like
That's what Shanahan can do, man.
That's what he can do with people that you wouldn't expect.
Exactly.
So that's why I think in the playoffs, he shows off the depth that they have on that roster. And it's like, guys you've never heard of are catching touchdown passes in the first round. And you're like, oh, we might have to reevaluate what we think is going to happen in the NFC.
We are the KNC Mashpiece live from Freebirds in Addison off of Beltline. Come by and say hello to us today. We would love to see you before the holiday season gets rolling. But right now it's time for baseball nuggets. It's a luxury to be taxed. Next on the Fan. Back here on the KNC Mashpiece on 105.3 The Fan, live from Freebirds in Addison right off Beltline. Come on by and say hello to us today. Register for your chance to get one of these awesome Tolo flasks. You can put water in it if you like. You can put alcohol in it if you want to. Yes. You can put some CBD waters in it. Whatever you like to do, that is up to you. We do have Alec, the great Bobby Belt, joining us right now.
Oh, cool.
Because I asked him to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very specific thing I wanted to ask because I read this differently when Jerry said it this morning, and I wanted to see what your take on this is.
Okay.
When y'all asked about free agency this offseason, he said, I don't know. And I was like, that's not the answer that you want to hear. And then he went on to say, well, I mean, I can't see a reason we wouldn't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Wouldn't be involved in free agency. It looks like the internet is taking this as, look, the Cowboys are not going to be involved in free agency at all this season. Do you get that vibe from what he said?
No, I got the vibe that he was saying that, because right after that he goes, well, I don't know. And he goes, because I don't know, you know, what we're going to do. Basically started explaining he doesn't know what they're going to do with their own people, which I assume is a reference to Pickens and, you know, Javonte Williams and things like that. So
they haven't decided on that.
Yeah, I think like what I took that to mean was once we find out how much money we're committing to our own guys and we see what money and spots are left, then that'll tell you if we're going to do things or not. So that's how I took it, was that it was just more a declaration of uncertainty with some of their in-house free agents more than anything else.
And see, when I
but
know,
he keeps referencing money the last week. He keeps referencing the good spot they're in the cap. So the whole reason we asked is because
more
it seems like
room than anybody.
It seems like he's talking about it in a way of like, hey, we've got an opportunity here. Like you're right. There's a lot of spread room. I'm just going to go in. Like that's how it seemed like he was talking about.
Got to really push in on when you have that much spread room for sure. And he's said all in before, so I know he probably wants to avoid saying anything like that. But one of the things I think that Tolos and Cowboys fans hate hearing is, well, we signed George Pickens. We signed a free agent. We signed this guy. And you're like, no, that was when your team was bad that year.
Yeah.
And all you did was re-sign them and then not add anything else. It's the outside additions that they're really trying to figure out there.
Yeah, I need to go do this study again. I'll do it today probably. But I know there was a point, I think it was 2020, 2021, something like that, that going back a decade, every team that won the Super Bowl spent more money, guaranteed money, on a single outside free agent than like the offseason leading into that year that they won the Super Bowl. Every single one of those teams spent more on a single outside free agent than the Cowboys spent on their entire outside free agent class in guaranteed money.
Oh, my gosh.
So there was like a decade run of that. I don't know if that's still accurate because there was 2020, they ended up spending not a ton, but they were like $25 million.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the Super Bowl winner didn't throw more than $25 million in an outside free agent, that would have changed it. But, I mean, you go back over the years and look at different teams that have won the Super Bowl. Like, I mean, even New England went out and got Revis in the middle of the year. And you've got every Super Bowl winner generally spends something on somebody. Now, they've had success recently. They clearly like doing trades. That's become a method that they like going and acquiring talent for. You're starting to run out of capital. You don't have enough draft picks, so I mean, you will have to spend something.
Yeah, that's why we asked Steven about that yesterday. We were like, how are you going to get some of this back? And he was like, we'll see how the draft falls to us.
Are you going to sign Kyer Elam again? Like, are you going to go make those kind of things?
Or
a trade, but are you going to go make an acquisition for a Kyer Elam and a Kenneth Murray? I mean, if you're doing that, then that's not very good. But I think also the other thing is when he's talking about, well, we got to see where we're at with our money, I think it's also because they have a decision to make on Diggs. I still think that there's a real chance that this thing about Tyler Smith at left tackle is more about Terrence Steele, that they're going to want that money and that they
can see Guyton moving
to the
right.
They want to see, can Tyler play left tackle? Once we establish that he can or that we feel comfortable with that, then the idea would be Guyton is going to flip to right.
I don't know if you know this. I saw Nick Eatman mention it this morning on the Twitter.
Yeah, about the escalator.
Yeah, so he has things in his contract that they already negotiated. That they were like, hey, if we moved him left tackle, this then will happen.
If Nick says that, I 100% believe that's what it is, because Nick's usually got a good pulse on those kind of things that haven't been reported yet.
Okay.
The only thing that is concerning about that is that deal was negotiated in August. So they were all the way back in August in their negotiations talking about how uncomfortable they were with somebody, Guyton or Steele. They were communicating that to them. So,
and with Guyton being the younger one, they probably have a little more.
I assume it's Steele. It's tough. I assume it's Steele because there's more money on the books. In training camp, when he talked about deals that have gone wrong, Jerry highlighted Diggs and Steele, basically.
Yeah.
So I assume it's Steele. But again, you're talking about they're putting Tyler at a position occupied by somebody else, and they're leaving Steele out there. So you can't just naturally assume it. I would assume this is 70% about Steele, maybe 30% about Guyton.
Okay.
Is the Tyler Smith move. But at that point, you got to be comfortable with your interior, too.
Yeah, no, and that's where you start asking the question, are we going to get another first-round pick on the offensive line at the I got a guard? Turns out pretty good for him.
Which would you be more in favor of? Would you be more in favor of, because I don't know that Bass would be the guy. Would you be more in favor of them just drafting somebody or maybe putting Hoffman in there or saying Hoffman's done fine enough at center, we're moving BB back to the natural spot of guard?
Oh, man, actually, I wouldn't be opposed
to that.
So if it
was Tyler Smith, Cooper BB, Brock Hoffman, Tyler Booker, and then Tyler
Cooper BB's actually, yeah. I mean, he's developed his NFL strength. He's still a developing center.
It's a lot of shifting, though. That would be three different guys that you're mm-hmm. working into. And if you count the new starter at center, it's basically you'd be starting four different people on your offensive
line. Guys that have been in the communication with Dak and know what those protections are supposed to be. So that's an important factor. I would much rather spend that draft capital that you have right now on defense. Like, just, I know it's not like, hey, we got to pick this specifically. But I want to keep it so that I can get as much defense as I can possibly.
Just maybe. Draft everybody from defense.
Just be like, everybody, every great athlete out there, I'm putting y'all in the Mesquite High School did that. They're like, we'll figure out offense. We're going to win 3-0. All right, that's how we're going to go out there.
Nico
and
win.
Yeah, we're just going to go out there and be a great defense.
The Nico Harrison method. And look, I mean, they need to throw a lot of their resources there. I do wonder if they're going to get to a point where if the board does fall a certain way, though, and they're like, we are shuffling stuff on the offensive line, if they do look and go like, that is the best player.
We got another Booker sitting right there.
And we've got another first round pick, so it's not like we're ignoring defense with big capital. So, like, maybe we go defense. I think offensive line may end up being in their discussion. I wouldn't be surprised.
Isn't it always? Like, it feels like it is at this point, which I'm not mad at. I'm not part of the group that pounds the table whenever another interior offensive lineman comes and joins the team. But I do think I'm more comfortable with shifting this year than I would be at any other point because I do believe in Clayton Adams that much. And I do think that the offensive line itself is young enough to where I don't think I'm hurting people that much. I did see Andrew Whitworth talking about it on Twitter. The move from guard to outside playing tackle is very, very different. But I think you're at a point in this team's development where I'm not too scared about
it. Yeah, and he's done it. I mean, Tyler Smith played tackle his whole rookie year, basically. That's where he was at in college. So, I mean, he's had to
trust.
Do
you trust the words of Duke Manyweather, though?
I not only trust them, I live by them.
Yeah, I completely agree. And he just seems to have this feeling. He's like, it's just gonna. You have an all pro guard, or you have a guy that's gonna be a developing tackle.
Yeah,
why would you kill yourself that way,
Duke? I know Duke has talked about it as though Tyler, the way Duke has kind of positioned it, and I don't think he's wrong either. It is that you've got a Pro Bowl guard and then a tackle. The skill set might just be, even the ceiling is just really good.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be a Pro Bowl type tackle. But, I mean, these are the things that they got to weigh and they got to figure out. I think the Steele criticism has been too strong. I don't think he's been great this year. He has not lived up to his contract.
His
run block's been fine.
His pass block has suffered.
I think he's had some games where he's been better than people have dinged him for.
Okay.
But it's been a struggle. So I understand some of the reservation and some of the different things like that. I think he's been great run blocking. I think pass blocking, he's been okay.
Well, and then, Kevin laid out the plan last week, which gave us so much. I mean, the amount of money we were able to save moving on from Diggs, moving on from Steele, restructuring a couple of other contracts and spreading that money out. Got us, he said $70 million. Then he spent it on Kenny Clark and spent it on George Pickens. And so now you got about $40 million to work with. And he was like, so this is where you are.
Yeah,
but you're going to be required to move on from Terrence Steele and Diggs. I didn't feel
Did
like
he
a
get
lot
an extension done with Pickens in the scenario, or just tag him.
It was an extension.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah, because extension, if you want to maximize the money, you got to extend him.
Because
you're talking about he could make.
I was trying to tag and trade, and he was like, "That's fine. That's a great idea.
Trade for what?
More first round picks, more first and a second, whatever I can try and get." I think he's elevated himself above the pick that the Cowboys traded him for.
Yeah.
I think this season he's proven that he can be better than what they traded him for. So I think that they could get a better return for
Pro Bowl wide receiver George Pickens.
And now that all does come down to how much do they trust Flannoy, how much do they trust Turpin.
Flanoy played one of the greatest 13 snap games at receiver I've ever seen the other night. He was fantastic. Even the stuff where he wasn't targeted, he was blowing by their coverages. He was fantastic the other night. I was disappointed to see him go out, but Flanoy was great. Flanoy's a legitimate three. Flanoy's a legitimate three that you might start talking about, like, could he be somebody's two at some point? Not this team, but could he be somebody's two at some point? Because he's just been really, really strong.
Yeah, but whenever I heard Jerry say that this morning, I was like, I took it that way of, oh, no, he's got things to figure out. And other people are like, no, they've already made their decision. They're not spending. And it didn't – everything Jerry has said the last month, I felt like, has kind of positioned themselves as – this is the first time we've been this comfortable to be able to make the moves that we want to go make in the offseason. Now, whether or not they do it, that's a different story.
Yeah.
So, thank you very much, Bobby. I really appreciate your time. I know Baseball Bobby probably wants to talk a little bit too. Trade Martin Perez is probably what his approach is.
That's what I do. I would say you guys are normally KNC.
Uh-huh.
So I've got your replacement name today.
The AC.
Since it's Jacob, Alec, Corey.
Mm-hmm.
On Football Tuesday, then I figured y'all could be Jack Oaft.
Mm-hmm.
Like that could be, instead of the KNC masterpiece, it would be Jack Oaft.
You remember whenever we had the Miles Jack and the Jared Goff draft, and I wanted Miles Jack to go number one lately. And Jared Goff to go two. So
you're
going to
love my fantasy
Jack
team, man.
Goff
That's
draft.
A dude, perfect.
And nobody hopped on that one. So what are you doing right now? Pulling up Reddit?
That's my fantasy
gosh.
Team.
Okay. All right, coming up next, we Dustin Harris picked up by the White Sox. There's your baseball nuggets. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, let's talk with our Cowboys insider Mickey Spagnuolo next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.